Hey, hey, Tamara here. It's Friday, and you know what that means. Another Inside Launch Street podcast. More innovation insights, ideas, tactics, people, stories, all the things that you need to move you and your business and your life forward, to get unstuck, to stop spinning your wheels, to stop white knuckling it, and actually get to those breakthrough ideas that are going to make the difference for you. So today, we're going to talk about how if you've got a problem that keeps rearing its ugly head, or a task that's so big it never gets finished, the problem isn't the problem. The problem is the size. I'm going to get into that in a second. Before I do, I want to mention one of my favorite shoes out there right now. So I have a standing desk, and I spend a lot of time standing at my desk. That's the point. But that can also hurt my feet and my back. Well, recently, because I've been training for my first Ironman, I actually discovered these incredible shoes called Hoka 1-1. I love them. So they make them for people who pronate, supinate with support. But guess what? They're lightweight. They're not like those old shoes in the 90s where, like, if you wanted extra support, you had these big honking bricks on your feet. They're so lightweight and so supportive. And what I realize is that not only when I'm running, but when I'm just standing at my desk all day working or working around the house or cleaning or whatever I'm doing on my feet, if I wear my Hoka 1-1s at the end of the day, my feet hurt less, my back doesn't hurt. I'm really good to go because my energy is not going into kind of the aches and pains of the body. So if you're active, or if you are standing up at your desk all day, or if you're just running around the mall doing errands, whatever it is, go get your Hoka 1-1s. I promise you they'll make a difference. All right, let's dig in. And let me explain where this podcast came from. So as many of you know, I have something called the Everyday Innovators Online Academy. And this is the premier program for people who want to dive into innovation, who want the ongoing tools and support to be able to solve their most pressing challenges and find those opportunities that are hiding in plain sight. They get a weekly bite-sized innovation that helps them keep innovation top of mind, but also transform them into innovators. We do these live innovation jam sessions where we actually roll up our sleeves. Oh my gosh, the one yesterday was so powerful. And in fact, that's where this is coming from, this whole podcast. So some of these people have been in it for a while, which I love. They've been in it for like a year. They're so committed to their own success. And one of them in particular, I realized the same kind of challenge kept popping up and popping up. And that's what got me to this podcast, because I realized something. I had an aha moment for one of our members. The reason that problem that she had wasn't being solved wasn't because the problem was too sticky, too challenging, or didn't have the right solution, which I think oftentimes is how it feels when that problem just won't go away. It's actually because the problem really is too big. It's an elephant, and you can't take, or what was that old phrase? You can't eat an elephant all at once. You got to eat it bite-sized at a time. So if you either have a challenge that keeps rearing its ugly head, it's just the same challenge over and over again, maybe looking slightly different, but in essence, the same thing. And no matter how many times you solve it, it just doesn't go away. Then you just might be solving it too big at once and you need to break it down. Or if you need to complete a task that is so big, you never seem to finish it, you can't implement or move forward, and you're trying to get it kind of in theory finished from start to finish, but that you never get there, the problem isn't the task, the problem is the size. It's too big. So I want you to stop for a second. I want you to think about the things that you're working on, and the ones that keep rearing their ugly head, won't go away, you can't figure out, or the tasks that never get completed. And I want you to ask yourself, am I making it so big that I'm never going to get there? What we've got to do with our problems and our tasks that never get finished or never go away is we need to break them down. So let me give you examples of both, real world from members in our academy who have allowed me to share this, And then I just want to talk a little bit about breaking it down so that you can do the same, so that you can actually solve all these things and move forward and get traction. So first, actually, this one is mine. The other one is one of the members. I had a problem that wasn't going away. Here was the problem. We had all these incredible people across the globe taking our assessment, our innovation assessment, the IQE, that tells you your style of innovation, how you as a human innovate, and it's unique to you. And then, so we'd have these teams take it, which was great because they're all learning how they innovate. But then this challenge would come up every time they would email us with questions. Do you have any information on how my team gets along and doesn't get along? Do you have any information on how I can use this in a brainstorm meeting when we're all getting together and we have this diverse set of innovators in the room? All these questions. And every time we'd get the question, we get all excited because it means they're taking action. But then we'd have to spend all this time digging for the answers and then going back and forth over email. Now, don't get me wrong. I love my clients and I love interacting with them. But this is friction for them too. This wasn't an easy process for them to get the answers to something that should be basic, that we had the answers too. So this problem kept coming up and kept coming up and kept coming up. And so we realized, all right, we're trying to solve this problem by making this whole, here's basically what we did. We tried to make this whole repository knowledge base of everything that we knew. And that was our project to solve it. But we could never quite get through it or past it because we couldn't get it done. So the challenge kept coming up and kept coming up and our little band-aids weren't working. So what the team and I realized one day is, you know what, we got to break it down. So we can't tackle this whole problem at once. It's too big. But what we can do is we can create two things because we're going to break up the problem. Because when we break it up, what we realize is the problem is a couple-fold. One is we have no process for when clients send us requests for this follow-up information. So we're just spinning our wheels. We're recreating it actually every single time. And the second thing is we don't have a real knowledge base for them to access at any given time. And that's big. So here's what we broke it down into those two elements. We said, okay, first of all, what's one thing we can do to make this better for our clients and to solve this problem for us when they reach out? And we realized, oh, I know, we can actually start tracking the requests so that we know what the top requests are. Great. First point in the process, check. Every time someone emails us with a request for more information or a follow-up request, it gets tracked into an Excel document. So now we know what people are requesting because it means that when you ask me something that somebody else asked already, I just go to my sheet and go, oh, that's how we answered it. There's the answer to that question. I don't have to think about it. I have to go look for it. So that saved us time and money. I know I'm a little bit all over the place, but hopefully that makes sense, right? So instead of like, oh my gosh, our problem is we have no knowledge base. We're searching all these documents. Everything's everywhere. We broke it out and said, we have a process problem and we have a knowledge base problem. And within the knowledge base problem, we have other little problems that we can solve as well. And we started biting off one at a time. So the first one, right, was when clients called us and said, we have a request or emailed us. We kept a list of that. And so that when you emailed me and let's say Ellen already asked me that, I just looked at my sheet and went, great, I'm going to log what you put in. And now I'm going to send back what I sent to Ellen because I know it applies here, but I don't have to think about it. So I've relieved that problem. The second thing we realized is, hey, when we look at what people are asking us, there's probably three that always rise to the top. Every month, there's three that are common across everybody. So instead of waiting for them to email us, how about we minimize our emails and every month we send out the top questions of the month. And we send it to all our clients and they get it before they have the questions. We're anticipating their needs. Do you see the difference there? I'm solving very small, solvable things one at a time. And over time, I will work my way up to having that whole problem solved of a knowledge base and a searchable knowledge base and a place that's frictionless for clients. We're not there yet. But we are much further along than we were when I was trying to solve the whole thing at once. Break down your problem. Here's what I want you to do. Here's the activity. If you could break down this big problem that you have that won't go away or just keeps wasting time and energy and resources, I want you to break it down into 10 smaller problems. force yourself. You can get to 10. I know you can. I guarantee you, once you start, you'll end up with 20. But that's okay, because guess what? You solve number one and two, then you solve three and four. And oh, by the way, there's a side benefit. Once you start solving the smaller problems, some of the other problems that you thought you had attached to this bigger problem go away or become easier to solve as you've gone through this. So break it down. If your problem won't go away, if you keep wasting time and energy on it, it's just too big and you got to break it down. Okay, so the other thing is, right, if you have a process, I was mentioning, so I have one of my members in the academy has this process. They basically think of it as a new business process that they want to document from start to finish because they really are reinventing the wheel every single time. So client calls, they have a request, right, for their cert product and service, and then it's just like a free-for-all from there. So one of the things she was telling me is that they've made it their one of their priorities is to document this process from start to finish. And I thought, great. But then she said this. She said, the challenge we're having is we never get there. She's like, we work a little bit here, a little bit there on it, a little bit here, a little bit there, but we're not getting it done from start to finish. And because we don't have it documented, we're still just reinventing the wheel every single time. So I stopped and I said, you know what? Same thing with the problem. It's too big. All you need to do is break it down. So I told her, I said, here's what we're going to do. I want you to take the steps that happen in that new business process from the time the client picks up the phone to call you to the time you've closed the business. And I want you to break it down into 10 smaller steps. Then I want you to start with step one. When the client calls you, what's the process there? And I want you to solve that. Then I want you to get to the next step and the next step and the next step. Guess what? They are well on their way to not only having the whole thing complete, but more important, they've actually improved their business flow and their process and their client relationship and close rate because they've actually started solving the smaller tasks along the way and completing those. All right, I hope you see the theme here. I think this applies a lot of things in our work and life. I'm talking specifically about challenges you're trying to solve and tasks that you're trying to complete, but you know, our need to be perfectionists, our need to kind of get things done from start to finish, our desire to kind of look at the big picture and solve for the whole thing at once actually holds us back because we're not able to move forward. We get paralyzed in the process. It's too big. You can't see behind me because we're on a podcast right now, but I show this to my members on our last Innovation Jam session. I have a whole board of sticky notes behind me and they're color coded and all the yellows, there's like 20 yellows behind me. Those are actually all one project. They're for our big idea, big challenge, our 10-day Big Ideas Innovation Challenge that starts April 5th. By the way, go sign up. Last time we did this, the spot sold out. All it takes is one big idea to move you forward. That's it, you just need one. So what we're gonna do is together in one simple step a day, one activity a day, we're going to generate a wealth of innovative ideas so you can pull out the right one to move you forward. I'm so excited for it. Go sign up. All right, my point is behind me, there's 20 yellow sticky notes attached to this innovation challenge, right? But they're all little pieces of that bigger task I need to complete to get to launch day April 5th. If I don't do that, I don't do anything. I get so overwhelmed. It's like staring at a blank page and not knowing where to start. And I think as humans, we're often like that. Our brain likes specificity. So when we break it down into its specific parts, our brain goes, oh, I can do that. Oh, I can solve that. Oh, I can complete that. But when we're looking at just the big picture, it's overwhelming. So I'll give you another example. Actually, this relates to goals because I think absolutely this relates to goals too. I used to think that if I didn't put the big monster goal up on the wall and have that be my one and only milestone, that I was thinking too small. Like I was selling myself short because the smaller goal was not the relevant one, it was the bigger one. And because of that though, I also felt really far away from my goal. And because I felt far away from my goal, it felt hard to get there. I started to feel paralyzed, like I couldn't do it. So I learned that what I needed to do was, yes, have that big, crazy dream goal up there, but create something attainable that gets you momentum along the way. So I'll give you an example. one of our big goals over here at Launch Street is to unleash 1 million innovators into the world. We're really excited about that. Imagine the problems we could solve, the opportunities we'd create, the satisfaction and joy we'd all feel from elevating and playing at an optimal level all the time. As everyday innovators, we can all get to the next level. We just have to unlock this incredible superpower inside of us. So our goal is 1 million innovators. That's what we want. And I will be so excited when we get there. We are just under 16,000 right now. Well, as you can imagine, if my eye was only on the million, getting from 16,000 to 1 million, wow, that's like a big leap. And my brain goes, oh, abort, abort, too big. So actually, my first goal that I've been working towards is 20,000. So imagine for a moment, I go from 16,000 to 20,000. That I can do. In fact, we're well on our way to making that happen. When I hit 20,000, the next goal is going to be 50,000, right? And I'll go on and on from there. So you see the point. When we can't solve something, when we get paralyzed, when we stop taking action, when things never get complete and they just end up as these big open loops in our brain and in our work and just the to-dos pile up, it's because it's not the problem, it's not the task, it's the size. So break it down. 10 is the magic number. Whatever you're working on, break it down into 10 doable chunks. And believe me, there are sticky notes behind me that say things like email so-and-so, send out email on Monday. That's okay. That's part of the bigger process that I need to get to. And oh, by the way, it is oddly rewarding to pull off a sticky note off my wall and put it in a little pile when I've completed it and to see that board of sticky notes have more and more blank space. It's not the problem. It's not the task. It's the size. Break it down, make it smaller chunks, 10. I want 10 for the thing you're working on. All right, everybody, great to connect with you today. Love bringing you this stuff. Anything that I think is going to really help you change your life and break through and kind of get the cobwebs out. I just get, as you can tell, I just get so excited to share. So go join the Innovation Challenge. It is, we've already got dozens of people signed up. It's going to be epic. The activities that we have you do every day are so basic and simple, yet so effective and powerful. You will amaze yourself. And oh, by the way, how great would it be to start every day amazing yourself with all the innovative abilities and ideas that you come up with? That's going to trickle out and that's going to impact the rest of your day in a positive way. All right, I'm out. See you next time.